This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome, everybody, to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have a lovely neighbor with us. Her name is Gabriella Lomelli of Jeanne and Jolie Medi Spa. How are you, dear?
Great. I'm happy to be here. And yes, thank you, Sean. Thanks for inviting me.
I took a little quick peruse on your website before you came on the show because I'm like, okay, Medi Spa, she's got a cute French name and as the business title, I speak French. So I'm like, this will be cool. And my younger sister is a certified skincare therapist. So due to the fact that I'm her older brother, I've been brushed upon some of this stuff. So really happy to dive into this conversation because it interests me as well too. So for our listeners who don't know, why don't we get right into it? Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yes, let's talk about beauty and how can I help ladies to stay young and beautiful. That's the name of my Medi Spa in French, Jeanne et Jolie. And that's the main goal. And I help women to stay young and beautiful for as long as we can because we all want to look good. And it is very interesting and very unique the way that I work with clients. Well, the beauty industry can be puzzling. There's so many products, treatments, you name it. It's like an ocean of things, right?
Right.
So the way that I help them is just putting more comprehensive solutions for them. So more specifically, I help them with acne, clients with acne or clients with brown spots or just aging. And I have different programs. Mostly it's going to be a bootcamp, which is another name that clients don't know. Oh, bootcamps and memberships. And so the idea is that to have the best results, you know, you need more comprehensive solution that includes treatments regularly, doing treatments regularly, using products that are gonna, you know, keep the result to stay longer. Also check, tweak a little bit on diet because diet is huge to, you know, skin healthy and beautiful. Managing stress, managing sleep. So a little bit of everything because beauty, it's not just go and get Botox and that's it. Like nowadays, everybody's like, oh yeah, I just get Botox. And I'm like, well, you know, there's more things that you can do for your skin. And that's what I'm here for. And I love helping my clients.
Okay, so, you know, let's unpack this a little bit just so that we make sure that everybody listening really kind of understands. So I take, you know, that word work boot or boot camp rather.
Boot camp, yes.
Boot camp. When we think of that, you think something really different than what it is. So from what I understand, this is more of like a comprehensive, almost like a fitness plan or how a fitness instructor would kind of guide you along the way to take a look at all aspects. I know my sister's done some consulting with a particular lady that, you know, comes to mind and that becomes relevant for what we're talking about where, you know, she was having skincare issues, but she's drinking 10 cups of coffee a day and she's not really getting, you know, proper quality sleep. And all of this stuff really factors in to your skin because it is the largest organ in your body.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's exactly what it is. And a lot of times, like, for example, clients with acne, they're like, oh, I'm having this issue for so many months. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So it's like taking them. It's almost like a doctor's appointment where I will take you, but even more in detail going about your lifestyle, you know, from what you eat, how you sleep, what you do for work, and what products you use at home, anything that you've tried for beauty, for treatments. And then, you know, once I understand everything, I put together either a package or a membership and then help you doing treatments either twice or once a month. And, well, something very interesting about myself is I'm a former teacher, curriculum designer. So I took this background and put together mini lessons for clients. So when they come, they understand more about how skin works and how they can not only, well, help through treatments, but help through doing things at home. And this is interesting. So clients really like coming and learning, and as well getting, you know, more value, because we all want to have more, right? You just don't want to go pay for your service and that's it. You want to know the results you're getting. How can you make them last longer? So yeah, that's interesting. And I love teaching clients.
I'm a big value guy in what we do outside of the podcast. We'll get a chance to talk about that on the other side, but you know, to the point of what you're talking about, the educational aspect of it, it's really important. And correct me if I'm wrong, but for how I understand it, we don't live in a perfect world and nothing is perfect. And people have this understanding in their own mind, call it a misnomer maybe, where they think, oh, well, you know, if I'm going to work with a professional, number one, or I'm going to go out and buy all these products, they're designed to fix this issue and I should never get them again. But that's not the cause, because hormones factor into this, lack of sleep, what you eat, all factors into it. And it's more about the education to understand and say, I will eventually at some point get a flare up. I might go out party with my girlfriends and I might stay out at the bar way too late, or have my girls over for a little wine party, paint night, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, and all of these things and what we put on in our body, they factor into how that then displays out on our skin.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just beauty from inside out, and as well, educating clients about what products are best for their skin. And one thing that I really point with my clients is that, you know, you gotta get the good stuff. I know everybody shops from Sephora, from Walmart, from Shoppers, and they're like, Gabby, but I don't get the results I want. And I'm like, well, you need to switch to pharmaceutical grade products with more active ingredients, more pure ingredients. So I teach them things, little things like that, that will make a huge difference. So where you shop the products and who is really giving you the advice. Like, no offense to Sephora ladies, but they're not the skincare experts. So you gotta go to the skin, to the expert to get best results. So yeah, little things like that, or understanding how, for example, if you have acne, you should be stopped drinking milk, because cow's milk can be very disruptive. And not everybody can handle milk, and that creates some issues with the gut. So clients that love drinking milk, but they're having acne, I'm like, okay, let's teach you why this is not great for you, for your bacteria in your stomach, and then how that reflects on your skin. And then, little by little, doing lifestyle changes, we can address some of these issues like acne or brown spots, or even aging. Like I'm 45 years old and I'm so proud of my skin. I haven't used Botox or fillers yet, and they ask me that all the time. Oh, you're using Botox? No, there's other things you can do. You know, let's talk about diet, let's talk about sleep. And it's very interesting to put together this puzzle of how everything relates with beauty.
Very cool. Yeah, I would have pegged you in your high 30s. So definitely a reflection of your understanding and being the expert in your field, for sure. Do you handle clients with like eczema and rosacea, stuff like that too?
Yes. We talk about that. I specialize more on acne and brown spots, aging, or rosacea. Yeah, we can treat a little bit, but to be honest, it's more like acne.
Acne is your expertise for sure.
Yes. Okay. Yes, and it's good to work with people the way that I work with them. I have in-house financing, other ways to help clients. So, you know, because the programs, most of the programs can be 6 months length. So yeah, it's a little bit long, but the idea is to do a whole transformation. So clients that are dealing with long-term issues can really you know, clear their acne once and for all, or, you know, their brown spots that I see a lot of ladies that, oh, Gabby, you know, I clear my brown spots from sun from last year and now they're coming back. Why is this happening? I'm like, well, someone should have, you know, tell you that you need to not only protect your skin, but actually use some products that are going to tell the cells to stop producing melanin, to stop producing color, and then just have a good maintenance routine at home. So once we put, again, the puzzle together, clients be like, oh, okay, wait a sec. Yeah, I can, you know, take control of this issue. So then it's not happening over and over, and I'm spending lots of money on products and treatments, and then it's coming back. So
that's why it's a membership, where this is a process that is not solved in 2 months' time. You need 6 months and beyond that. Plus, you need to be in a routine, and you should have a commitment if you're a potential client or a current client, because it's almost like us as human beings, like, we need to have somebody hold us accountable for this kind of stuff. Because what you think what you're doing 2 months down the line, 3, 4, 5 months down the line, you could veer off path. And if they don't have somebody like you to catch those problems, and even though they have a good quality clinical product, there's still other factors that all have to come together in order to get the desired results.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I love helping clients, creating long lasting relationships with them. Yeah, that's the goal, you know, create a close relationship with them and really help them the best I can and support them. And yeah, with most of the programs they have access to me, with monthly sessions, with follow-up sessions, with classes. So yeah, it's pretty comprehensive, and it's pretty cool just to be there for them when they need me.
Very cool. So tell me a little bit about your journey to getting to where you are today. Was this something you were just kind of born into? Did it develop later in your life? Bring us along that journey.
No, I actually had acne as a teenager. It was probably the worst time of my life. It wasn't very fun. And then later, in my 30s, I had a little bit of acne again due to some hormonal issues. And yeah, that's part of what got me to this field, because I appreciate so much when I needed help, I had an esthetician who guided me and walked me through all that was going on with my skin. And I said to myself, one day I would love to be an esthetician. And that one day, well, took me a few years, and now here I am, and I'm loving it. And I'm so grateful I found this lady that I'm still friends with her. Well, she's back in Mexico. And yeah, there's been a very long relationship where, yeah, I go there, get facials with her, and we still talk. And yeah, that's how it's supposed to be with your esthetician.
Okay.
You go there for not only for skincare advice, but it gets very personal and nice and warm. So that's the idea.
Okay, so you met her back. This is when you were living in Mexico at the time?
Mm-hmm.
And then you came up to Canada. What was the factor in bringing you up here?
Oh, now my husband. Back then it was my boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, lovely story. So yes, my boyfriend, then fiance, and now husband. So yes.
Do you have any kids?
I love Canada. Canada is a great country. I love it. Yes, I love living in Canada. And yeah, well, I could tell you about the love story, which is pretty interesting, but I don't know.
Give us a little insight into that.
Okay. So yeah, it was pretty cool because I was in it was back in 2006. I was in Barrie for only a day writing an English test. And it happened that I needed to have lunch, started looking for places to eat. I was downtown Barrie. And I remember it back then, it was the name, the Green Leaf Cafe. So I walk into this cute cafe and I met this very lovely man. And then we started talking. And I was like, oh, well, nice meeting you. I'm going to go back to Toronto because I was living in Toronto at the moment. I said, okay, well, that's it, right? But no, it wasn't. We got chatting and then we like each other a lot and we started dating. And that was 1 month before I was going back to Mexico. So yeah, we dated long distance for a year and then we said, okay, this is not going to work, but maybe one day. So that one day was 7 years later. And 7 years later, we reconnected. We were always keeping in touch by email back then, by email, by phone. Yes. We said, well, let's give it another try. So we planned that I will, come to Canada, live with him, see how things were going. And we made it work. But
wow, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely.
Do you guys have any kids or is it just you two?
No, just me and my little Pomeranian. Yeah.
Okay, a little Pomeranian. How old?
Yeah, I love her. Yeah, she's my world. Yeah, and my business. So it's almost like having a child with owning a business. And yes.
A fur baby. How old is your fur baby?
How old?
Yeah.
She's two.
She's two. Okay. Yeah. I have a long-haired Australian Shepherd, and he just turned three today. He's an April Fool's baby.
Nice. Yeah, I love dogs. Yeah, this one is very special. Yeah, she's very loving, and yeah, definitely. She's like my child. But
can you tell us any like myths or misconceptions that exist out in the skincare industry?
Yes, of course. Well, one that I hear all the time with my friends, with clients, is like Botox is the only solution for wrinkles. I hear this especially with younger clients that I know right now there's a trend about everybody from like 30 years old or even younger using Botox. And I'm like, hey guys, let me tell you there are other things. Of course, Botox is very effective, but for anyone 30 or younger up to, I would say, 47 or almost 50, you can address wrinkles with other ways. Like one of my favorite is doing a combination of radio frequency. I don't know if you ever heard of radio frequency. So radio frequency is going to help to improve collagen. So imagine collagen as a jello that holds the skin. It keeps the firmness of the skin. So as we are aging, that jello, that collagen, it's not as plump, and that's how we start to see some of the issues with our skin. So it's really important to do treatments that help to rebuild collagen, such as you doing a series of treatment of radio frequency. I love that one. And the other one is doing a series of chemical peels to really, renew the skin. Because a lot of times, I have friends that tell me, Gabby, but look at my skin, it's so wrinkly. And I'm like, wait a second, it's not that it's wrinkly, it's that you're really dry, dehydrated. So if you address that issue by, getting the right type of moisturizer, getting some serums, it's not going to be as visible. So a lot of times clients confuse this, that, oh, okay, is it wrinkly or is dry and dehydrated? And they go immediately for Botox. And I'm like, hey, you're not there yet to need Botox. So let's really, and I know it's popular and everybody wants the quick fix. But then we have the client who went for Botox, but she's using just like soap and water to wash her skin. And you're like, whoa, okay, this is like, no, this is not going to work, right? You're not going to see even the best results from Botox. You're not moisturizing properly. So, yeah, there's so many more options other than Botox, especially for younger clients. So, yeah, that's important to know.
Yeah, soap and water will just take all of those oils right off of your skin, dry you up faster than and not washing your face with just soap and water. So I learned from my sister too.
Yes, there are so many other solutions. And of course, Botox helps for some clients. But yeah, if you're 35 to even, 48, 50, there's other solutions that I always tell my clients. Yeah, Botox is, of course, sounds like having a tape that is holding the wrinkle, right? So yeah, when the tape comes loose, yeah, you'll see the wrinkle back. But how about if we just address, the root cause and go through, as I said, the collagen, stimulating that collagen. So the firmness comes from inside out, not just from the tape that is holding the wrinkle.
Okay.
So yeah.
Is there a price difference? Like, is there a major price difference between like Botox versus kind of the other way? It's going to take a little bit more length of time because Botox is the quick fix. Is there I don't know, right? So that's why I want to ask the question, is Botox like relatively expensive compared to, getting a couple chemical peels type of thing?
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit more expensive. We want to really get clients more long-term results that, they can see for not only a few, it depends again, right, of their beauty routine, what they're doing at home, but ideally is just to work with clients. They have, Botox, you get it once. You need to start doing every 3 months or 2 months, depending on the person.
Okay.
I would say, it depends where you get the Botox and exactly what you're using, but long term, I think it's best to just address, the root causes of aging, which could be, first one will say inflammation in the body, fighting inflammation with food, and then having a really good, consistent beauty routine at home to, again, prevent dryness, dehydration, renew the skin with some AHAs, I'm very technical right now. Renewing the skin. Yeah, doing some radio frequency treatments. But I would say it's a little bit less money, to go with even with this plan that I have. Yeah, you'll be saving and you'll see bristles long term.
Well, yeah. There you go. If you're ever thinking about Botox, make sure you go talk to Gabriella first. She'll educate you and bring you up to speed on all that kind of stuff. Okay, so when you're not helping clients, when you're not doing your skincare routine and teaching people and helping people look younger and age gracefully, what do you like to do for fun on your own time?
Well, I love dancing. that's my Latin background. I'm Mexican, so I love dancing and roller skating. Yeah.
Okay, really? Cool.
Yeah, it's trying to keep active. So yeah, I don't feel too old. I'm like, let's do something silly and fun, such as roller skating. Dancing, going to parties in Toronto. Yeah, I love going to Toronto. Yeah. More things to do there.
a little bit bigger of a city too, eh?
Yes, I love Barrie, but sometimes there's not much adult fun. There's more